music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Here we are, folks. Thank you all. Today is the 28th of January. Yeah, right. I'm getting ahead of myself. Of October, 2020, and we don't have much time left. In more and more words than one. Pardon my cough. I do have the seasonal allergy, which does afflict me from time to time when I think about it. Hope you all had a good Thanksgiving. Hope you all had a blessed Thanksgiving, one that really meant something, the real meaning of Thanksgiving, rather than just the superfluous meaning that we are given all the time in the media. And thank goodness that people are not shopping in stores. Unfortunately, many are still shopping on Amazon, and that too must diminish if we are going to see any kind of payback for this powerful, merchandising organization online. Don't want to do that. We don't want to support Satan and his children. You don't need to give. The only giving you should give is the giving of the Holy Spirit and the giving of the Lord. We're going to have Dr. Cass Ingram on with me today in just a moment, and I just want to read a word from Scripture. It's time to update things, you know, COVID nonsense and all of that. You know, it's very interesting to go into the book of Revelation, chapter 16, verse 21. And we read about the time of judgment and the fifth and sixth and seventh angels and what was seen there, by John and what Jesus had said. You know, it's interesting that he said, indeed, that I come as a thief in the night. I come as a thief when I'm least expected. Be sure that you have your garments on, your clothing on, because if to be caught naked, you will be the shamed one. And, you know, what it really is indicating is the false Messiah, the false Jesus, the fake, the Satan one who's coming to pose as Jesus to bring peace to the world. There are a time when we really want peace more than now, huh? Boy, I'm telling you, he's going to come as a peacemaker. He's going to come as a peacemaker. That's right. Not a warmonger, but a peacemaker. That's coming up. We have to have war in order to have peace, you see? And that is always, always what we need to understand. And we read about in verse 17 of chapter 16, and the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. And there were voices, and thunders, and lightnings, horrible storms, and then a major earthquake will hit Jerusalem, massive earthquake that will claim the lives of, I believe, a quarter of a million. He means business. This is God's judgment time on that city of evil. And he said, not since the beginning have we seen such an earthquake take place in that city. And that's for judgment, because that city, the rulers of that city, are the epicenter of all evil in this end day, these times that we live in, folks. That's what I see, that's what I believe, that's what I feel. And that great city was divided into three parts. That's right, and the cities of the nations fell, and that great Babylon came into remembrance, Babylon the great whore, before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island and fled away, and mountains were not found. 21, the final verse. And there fell upon men a great hail out of the heavens, every stone weighing about the weight of a talent. And that's a lot of weight. It could be 150 pounds. Imagine those rocks, imagine those ice rocks falling upon the city, and there would be nothing left standing. Those are the things that we can look forward to, regardless of what the boast of Satan and his children are. Reality is something entirely different. So, cheer up, folks. Be of good cheer, good heart, and hear the good news. And with me today to share, it's been a while, and I'm happy to have you back, Dr. Cass Ingram, to update us on all of the lies that are being peddled right now. Hello, Doc.
Yeah, gosh, you said it well there. But yeah, I just wanted to start real quick with the vote rigging. I mean, yes. You know, I wrote the book Rigged, so I know the game.
Right.
But
yeah, right.
So you put the guy in power. You don't like what he does. You blow his head off. So then a few years later, you put the guy in power. You don't like him like right now. I don't know whether you liked him in the beginning or you promised him the presidency. I have no care or idea. But for some reason, the cabal decided, you've done enough for us. You're out. And whether a person won or not is irrelevant in terms of electoral college or votes or whatever. It's so corrupt. I don't know that it's possible for a legitimate candidate, unless they have 90% of the vote, to ever get elected, because all you got to do is rig it. You rig it because most votes are, you know, within 50%, 49%, 47%, and 53%. Easy job, nothing to it. You know, even if you don't have the electronic machines, it can be rigged. So you can't see it. If you could see it that easily, right, it wouldn't be happening for 100 years. So, you know, they've got a system. So that's one thing.
They're pretty sharp now, the subtleties and how to manipulate the vote and how to manipulate the vote counting. And, I know that no one I talk to believes any of this nonsense being peddled by the media, by the elections boards, that this was a fair and honest and open election. There was no cheating. Every vote was counted. Every vote was actually cast for whom it was meant to be cast. We know that's a crock of baloney.
It hasn't been like that for, God, I don't know, probably at least the last four presidencies were way rampant fraud. So it can't really, like you said, you can't be a human being and alter the course of destiny. It's got to be just by God Almighty's will that, you know, that's why it's so important to have the lesson of 24 hours. The sun rises, then it goes down. In that 24 hours, all you can do is what's before your nose. If you try to go out, and I have done it before, if you try to go outside that, you just forget it. You know, there's enough good blessings that come your way. Like I just dealt with a person that said, my back hurts. So instead of, you know, all the futuristic thing, I took them and, you know, worked on them osteopathically. You got to know what's in front of you. I'll tell you something else. My granddaughter, against my will, got all the vaccines. So now she's a cripple. She's, you know, she can't function with people. She can't use her eye. One of her eyes is shot. So I have to put a program together, which I have done, and fight against the efforts of the evil cabal, which has a vice grip on my son, or I guess he wants to have the vice grip, and somehow go in there and do a good deed. That's all you can do in life, is figure out how many good deeds in a day you can do, not for yourself, but for, you know, the sake of God's putting you on the face of the earth as his agent. I don't see how you can do anything else. And you were so right when you said, this is a rigged game. Don't even waste your time. know? And I know all about it in terms, because I had to research it because of the rigging, right? So.
No question about it.
I mean, how do you take a guy that's got crowds of 60 to 80,000 people, whether he's good or not, and the public is behind, and turn him into the loser with a guy that has dementia, can't even hold a sentence, and his crowds are made up of reporters? It's just obviously beyond your control. So what is the good of casting a vote if they're going to take your vote and give it to the other guy? It's like, I've only voted once. It was for Paul. Twice, I guess. But that's...
Well, you baited me into that one. You know, I would not have voted that year. But I did in support of the movement we had going, just to prove a point. And as I said, when he was winning all the polls on NBC, MSNBC, Chuck Todd turned around and just said, I wish he would go away. You know, and that's the sort of thing that is indicative of how corrupt all these media personages are.
Yeah, I mean, you had a guy like that who was an honest broker who won all the debates, won all the polls, won the Iowa, won South New Hampshire, and won South Carolina, and still lost. No, he didn't win it on CNN's ticker, but he won it besides the rigging. So if he could lose with that much support, I mean, none of you can get in and become a representative unless the cabal allows it. And the cabal has to have a military-industrial agent. If they don't have that, they can't survive. They have to have the funds coming into Northrop and General Dynamics. What is that other one? The Israeli
Raytheon.
One, whatever it is. Yeah.
Raytheon.
They have to have, they've got to have it every 4 years. They've got to get the contracts. Doesn't matter how much blood is spilled, mind you. So they're going to be accountable for that. And you guys do what you can to help your fellow humans, yourself, your family, out of love of your heart. Because that's what God recognizes, what's in the heart, right? Not what you dress like, not what rituals you follow, not what prayer rituals, just what's in the heart. That's it. Finished.
That's true.
That's it.
That's true. Yeah. And, you know,
that's
another thing, is when we talk about presidential politics, that is as anti-American as anti-Americanism can be. You think about it, people are looking for that leader who really shouldn't be leading anywhere. He should be administrating justice, should be administrating the law, but instead they're looking for someone to lead them. And isn't that the sin? You know, Saul committed that sin. God put him in as king, and what did he do? You know, he led them to war. He led them into adventurism, into internationalism, to intrigue, into foreign. And then they started worshiping foreign gods, all these paganism and so forth. And this is what he said would happen. So why should we be any different today?
We shouldn't be.
Thousands of years later than they were then. We're not.
We shouldn't be.
We're just following the same path.
Huh? Don't you think, we shouldn't be. And don't you think it's curious that somebody was promised with the presidency? They gave it to him. And then they decided, even though he's the incumbent, we don't want you anymore, so we're going to just take you out. In this case, there wasn't a shotgun and a six shooter. Just took him out. Now, what's going to be curious is, if a guy has to live under the dementia fellow, what in the world is going to be going on? You got to look at this almost like you're in an amusement park. Like, what are they going to do with this guy? How are they going to keep him on the teleprompter? What about his understudy? I mean, they're all puppets, but it's going to be comical, believe me. So,
well, it made me laugh to read that, now that Biden has been the chosen one, supposedly, now the CFR is coming back. The CFR never went anywhere under Trump. You know, it makes me laugh to think of how dumb and how just misled a lot of people are who should know better. And these are people that are learned, people that are intelligent, and yet they're following the same line. Trump is not the enemy of our enemy. He's their friend.
No.
I mean,
no,
you know,
and that
up.
must peeve him that he converted his daughter. He probably converted himself. You know, he did everything he could, Jerusalem. And he couldn't, they wouldn't let him have the second term so he could play more golf or whatever.
Enough.
But, huh?
Yeah. It's not enough.
Yeah. It's never enough, man. So it's just something to watch, I can tell you.
That's right. Watch, to be a good watchman on the wall. And you know, that's the key. Watch Jerusalem, watch world events, and see them unfold. You know,
since I've become a watcher, and I love action too, but I found life to be more enjoyable because you can see God's handiwork. It's, you know, remember, a day in his time is like, I don't know, maybe 100,000 hours. It's a flash. And so, like you said, he's got this all estimated and carefully measured, and you'll get to see him in action. If you're a good watcher, if you're a worrier, you won't see a thing, you won't feel a thing, you won't experience a thing. Like, I get to know that my granddaughter is going to be with him in paradise. I told this son-in-law or this son of mine, do not dare vaccinate her. Then when he vaccinated her, I said, don't vaccinate her anymore. You've given her autism. Then when he kept vaccinating her, I said, you should never have done that. Then he said, there's nothing wrong with her. Well, now she can't see out of one eye. The vaccines ripped her brain to shreds. So I get to look at it this way. I love her, but I get to look at it differently. I will command the human race never to vaccinate. I will, praise God for taking her and letting her live a normal life and the other life. She will never live it here. You worry and you frustrate and you get to miss it all. I should write a book about this, man. You know, so the same is true with this.
What was the vaccine for, Dr. King?
You know, these childhood vaccines, it was the MMR inoculation, measles, mumps, and rubella, it causes amblyopia and neurological damage. It causes, every time it causes encephalitis. You can't get the vaccine without getting some degree of encephalitic damage. And that's what happened. So she can't function as a normal six-year-old. So now they have a second child, and I'm telling him in every way I can. And I've got, apparently they're holding off for a couple months. I'm trying to influence them. Don't damage number two. I have no idea, and I'm the expert, the world expert anti-vaxxer. In fact, I have no idea that they'll listen to me. I have a book I'll be launching soon called How to Avoid Forced Vaccinations. And we should talk about that. First of all, you shouldn't get the vaccine. This is how I look at it. Everybody's worried. I say, no, I'm not going to worry about it. If they say you can't go into the ball game without the vaccine, I'm not going in the ball game. If they say you can't get on this plane without the vaccination, I won't get on the plane. If they say you can't enter, I won't enter. I could cut down trees and make a log cabin at the same time as I worry and frustrate and live off the land somewhere and never have to worry about these criminals. You should do the same thing in the sense that you should never allow yourselves or your children or your loved ones to get the COVID-19 vaccine. You shouldn't be coming to me and say, I need your book, How to Avoid Forced Vaccination, because all my family got vaccinated against their will. I'm writing the book anyway, but whatever.
Good, good. And we'll get back to that in just a moment. My guest is Dr. Cass Ingram. We'll be right back with more of Rick Adams Uncensored. Rick Adams Facebook as well.
Oh. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Well, thank you very much, little Georgie Porgy, and we know that's true coming from your honest lips. Dr. K, yeah, so you have in your own family what a lot of people have. I mean, you know, I know my sister-in-law, my brother's wife, so to speak, is as dumb as they come politically. She is, I mean, she's an out-and-out Marxist, and she loves communists. She loves socialists. She loves doing what the government says. She said she'd be the first one to get the vaccination. I said, go ahead.
Yeah. No,
I tell her,
you
got it.
You just let her have it, and let this be a spiritual divide. You know, my vaccinating young man says that they're only giving the vaccines to help us. So if you've got people that really are that dedicated to the cabal, let them go their way, and you stay in the other way, so that we have this nice spiritual battle that God is watching of the believer, the truster, you know, the one who trusts in his medicines and things, like I did when I had my six teeth pulled out. I trusted that, what was it, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, I had them pulled, and I just trusted in the oil, the juice, the Sinu Rega, the Rega Shield on my face, the inflammies, and I got through it, black seed oil capsules. Now, I wanted to mention that, you know, it's kind of perfect for, if this happens, to stick the current people in power, because you just don't know. I mean, one of the first things that the current president said is, look, can we get those troops out of Afghanistan and so on. He is a businessman. The other guy, you can pretty much tell he's going to be deceptive. He might say he wants to give out the carrot to Iran, to give out the carrot to Afghanistan, but he'll do whatever he'll do all that the CFR asks him to do. So, you know, it's the same story since JFK. You can't.
And this is why Netanyahu just killed off the nuclear research scientist, and that was something he promised to do a long time ago. And mum is the word. Mum is the word from Biden. Mum is the word from the leaders of the Senate. You know why? They don't dare say a word of criticism when it comes
and
to
they
a little,
are, they,
mini state of terror. That's why.
No, and they have them compromised where you have them people on tape or audio doing some pretty nefarious things. Remember the Epstein deal? So congressmen or, you know, this. You're talking about some pretty ambitious people, and
Ostrovsky said it, you know, and, you know, I don't trust anybody anymore, but let's give them the benefit of the doubt, you know, the Mossad agent. And, you know, he said they have the files on everybody. They had them on all these key people in the Carter administration and beyond, just in case they needed to trot them out.
Right, and they have a surveillance system in the House of Representatives, too, so... The whole thing is pretty bad. That's why, you know, like, what are you going to do about it? We give you credit for trying, but is that really a logical approach?
No, it doesn't. I mean, God says that's my battle, that's my war, and vengeance belongeth to me. In the end, that's why he says, he who touches Cain shall have Cain's blood on his hands and shall be rewarded seven times. He said, don't touch him. Because I'm going to deal with them. I'm going to destroy them. So the thing is, we have to let God rule, not men. Let's let our passions, you know, take hold of us to the point where we fall right into the trap.
Yeah.
We want that trap, you know? They know they can go into any country of the world and murder anybody they want in the world. And they can get away with it because it's them.
Yeah.
Like you said one time, you said only a Jew can get away with that, you know? And it's true. Basically, only the Kenites, and those that call themselves Judah, can do whatever it is they want. They have the media under their control. They have the CIA, the Mossad. They have academia, Hollywood. So what more do they need? You know,
They don't need anything. They don't need anything. You can kill, 2,000 people or whatever in the World Trade Center and wound people with shards of glass and burn them up and smoke them out and asbestos them out. And it doesn't matter, you know, you did it, you got caught, you got stuck in solitary confinement, and you got shipped back to the entity. So, so back to this vaccine.
Back to the vaccine.
This is what's going to happen. They start giving hundreds of millions or tens of millions of doses. Gosh, you got to get ready for that, because once that happens, the world will get shut down, because there'll be such a severe COVID crisis or COVID-like diseases, they won't know what to do in their imbecility, and all they'll do is put the vice grip more on the public, more on the people, more on the restaurants, more on travel, because... That's what happened in 1918. When medicine intervened in the plague that existed, it got tenfold worse, and then you ended up with 40 to 80 million deaths. So watch modern medicine, the caduceus. It could really cause a true pandemic sometime in the next year. And you got to protect yourself, because the vaccinators or the vaccine receivers will then shed the germs onto us.
Well, here's a question for you. To what extent is this current malaise the result, the blowback of all of these previous inoculations, all of these immunizations that have created what I call the intended effect, and that is to weaken the immune system, to compromise the immune system, and to make you basically a neophyte. I mean, you really have no choice but to become more dependent on the system that then makes your body weaker and weaker and weaker. To what extent is that the case now?
Quite a lot, Mr. Adams, because you would have robust health if you were the unvaccinated. And so now that you're depleted down, you become totally dependent. Well, we'll talk about that.
Amen. All right, folks. Dr. K is with me, Rick Adams Uncensored, here on republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we're back again with Dr. K, and we're talking again about vaccinations. Go ahead, Dr. K. Your newest book is going to be coming out again.
Right, book is basically done. But, I mean, look. It's just a little pocketbook. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I got to get the word out, so I might do something where I have them just give it away to the health stores, and then people can go there and find it. The deal is that in 1918, you can go to my blog, 1918, there was a Rockefeller Institute. I don't know what they were trying to do, if they were trying to kill the people as per the Protocols of Zion. They were afraid of the military. The military would, you know, react against their cabal. They are that paranoid. And so they started giving the military this concoction that Rockefeller made that had a number of bacteria in it. They injected it. It was a vaccination. Okay. So they start, these troops started just dropping dead. And this particular group of bacteria develop a propensity for 20 to 40-year-olds. Now, they weren't that smart in 1918 that they could figure out how to make a bacteria that would have that propensity. It just happened. But they were smart enough, I guess, or shrewd enough to decide that they needed to take down the military. Well, if you got vaccinated, they started, you know, saying that everybody's sick now because of the war and all this. If you got vaccinated and you were the general public, you also got the disease. And so we ended up with 2 or 3 million people that died throughout the world the first year, and then by the end of the next year, it was like 40 million people, something like that. But the fact is, this was all from vaccines, not partly. The unvaccinated were generally protected, and that's what I'm telling you. Generally, they didn't get the disease. Generally, they didn't die, because I don't think there was even 2 million Americans that died. It's still a lot of people, right? Now, 1997 was the Russian flu. It was a vaccine that got out of the box over in China. In 2009, you had the swine flu, which was renamed H1N1 to protect the pork industry, and that was it's published in all the scientific literature that that was a vaccine virus. So when this broke out, your logic is correct. What were they doing? Well, Mr. Fauci, enter, was swabbing the anuses of bats the year and the year and a half before it broke out and bringing that junk 2,000 miles to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. They grew it, altered it, whatever they did. They then fed it or injected it into piglets. They ground the piglets up. Then they fed that raw meat to pigs. Now, knowing the Chinese propensity for making a buck, no waste, they probably fed the pigs to the common public at the Wuhan Institute. Because as you remember, the first cases were from consumption, right? So we have this from the vaccines. In other words, Fauci's not just doing this to check and see what a virus from a bat does. He's out there making vaccines so he can own a patent, right? You're talking about extremely ambitious people here. A billion's not enough.
If you look at them, you study them, their speech. I know he had his throat operation and all of this because of his voice problem. But, you look at the face and you look at the way they talk. They are almost totally sociopathic to me.
Yeah. How come they didn't cut his vocal cords out? And, like a youth, what is that called? That they used to do that kind of stuff.
Vitrectomy.
Like frontal lobotomies or something.
I'm only kidding. That's for the eye, But in his case, I think he had a cranialectomy. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well,
he
should have.
You get him and Dr. Birx and, a host of others that just come forth. And these are self-proclaimed experts, and they admit they don't know what they're talking about. Everybody's going to wear a mask, and the next day it's not good to wear a mask all the time.
Yeah.
Well, anybody
see, what
would
I
agree.
Would do, I would take the plexiglass shields, the face shields, the masks, and all the plexiglass, and give me a big dumpster about the size of Texas. I'd just shove it all in there. I mean, they don't know what to
do. True enough. But, I know they make people sick. I've been getting sick. I have to go into a store that requires it, wear a mask. If I have it on, I forget to take it off in the car. What happens? I start getting sick because of the carbon dioxide.
There was a case, I'm familiar with this, where a young man was mowing his lawn with a mask, fully masked. He's only 31. He has a stroke. He goes to the hospital, and they said, you really shouldn't be wearing a mask while you're mowing the lawn. Your oxygen levels dropped to nothing, and you stroked out from the mask. Now, that's one thing. But it's another thing to say that when the caseload is higher than it's ever been, that you even know what you're doing. Everything you recommended has been a failure, right? Because now it's not a hoax. In the sense that there are people who get sick. I'm dealing with it. I know that there's much more COVID-19. Now, it's not as severe and it's not as fatal right now than there ever has been, and it's mostly happening in masked people. That's been my experience.
I don't doubt that.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that at all.
Oh, now, the other one is the flu shot. I'm sorry to interrupt. If you get the flu shot, because, I've done the clinical trials, both in vitro and in humans. If you get the flu shot, you're at least tenfold at more risk, in my opinion, from what I've seen, of getting a severe case of COVID-19 than if you don't get it. You see? But you'll never hear that.
I know. I know. I go through this all the time. I had to go through a telemed conference with my, physician, who's my primary care, and he says one more thing. He always asks this question: do you still resist wanting to get a flu shot? I said, absolutely. Don't need it. I don't want to get.
What
sick.
Is he trying to do? I mean, how many times has he asked you?
Over and over, every time you visit, they have to ask you the same question, you know?
Are they afraid there's going to be a spy?
They give you the survey when you go in. Do you have any guns in the house? Do you have any strange people living with you? You know, like it's none of your business, period. Okay? You're not concerned about people. You're not concerned about saving lives. You're concerned about invasion of privacy. You want to make sure that you're a big brother.
It only took them 3 years to catch up with me that they didn't want me to practice medicine. That's how tenacious their tentacles are. If they see anybody that's an abstainer, oh, God, you can't be in their system. And whether you're a politician or a lawyer or a doctor or whatever, and you're abstaining and you're actively promoting against their cabal, they're going to come and get you.
Well, and it's all about controlling businesses, putting them out, controlling people, wrecking the economy. That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Somebody's got something for the United States, I guess. I don't know. Of course, it's the whole world, too, right? So.
Yeah, I got to play that segment later, if, whether you're with me still or not, on the interview that Tucker did with Rick Savage, the restaurateur owner who's now suing the state of Maine because of the harassment he's received from the governor and the health department. And he runs an industry, runs a restaurant, very clean, highly sanitized. I'm not the cause of the problem, he says, yet I'm being singled out.
And that's good for him. Yeah, why doesn't he sue? He should add Fauci to the lawsuit.
Oh, you can
for sending $4 million of his money to the Wuhan Institute and causing the outbreak. Fauci is responsible for this global catastrophe. You can't take a bat virus. You know what happened with Ebola? The bats have the Ebola in their intestines. That's how the bats, they can live with the stupid Ebola. They can live with the rabies virus. They can live with the coronavirus. So the gorilla saw the persimmon trees after the bats devoured much of the fruit, but they pooped on everything like a mouse. They're like a mouse. So the bats or the gorillas all died because they ate the Ebola-tainted persimmons. So you can't take a bat virus, even think about culturing it, right? And that's what this guy did. And he couldn't do it in the States, so he did it with the compliant Chinese. Well, it's China's deal. Well, it's not China's deal. It's the multinationals, the Goldman Sachs, the J.P. Morgans, the greedy adventurers that funded Fauci and his cabal, right? So I don't know what they think they're doing, unless they're just wanting to kill everybody. I can't. Business-wise,
well, population diminution and control. And you know that the Gateses have excelled in this endeavor.
Yeah, they flat out told everybody that's what they want to do.
And you know, the thing
they
is,
must
the vaccinations, and you saw the evidence of it yourself in Africa, but you know, the result now is an uncontrolled killing off of people of tuberculosis and other things that are directly attributable by the World Health Organization to the vaccinations they use.
Yeah, and don't you get to have a little bit of semblance of sanity knowing that God will take them and hang them by their you-know-whats and
he's going to deal
women
with
by their you-know-whats?
That's why I say, you know, people like yourself have done so much good and never reaped the reward in this world. You will in the next. But I'm going to tell you, people that are doing the harm now, they also will reap.
It has to be, you know, because God is all justice, pure justice.
So he's just.
Yeah.
And, you know, when a guy like W. Bush can get on TV and he saw the buildings fall down and he saw the planes go through, he saw all the stuff and out and out lie and then launch a war against a people that had never harmed the United States, killing several millions of them. through the sanctions and dual use and all of that. You know, you have to say, yes, there is a God, Virginia, and he is going to deal with them. Especially when they use his name, they wear the fish symbol, the Christian symbol. I'm a Christian. I'm a this. I'm a that, you know. I know what you are. Don't worry. You're not fooling God. You're not fooling him.
No way. Yeah.
No way.
Your maker.
Now, here's the thing, Dr. K. You know, your latest treatise that you wrote on the remedy for COVID, how has that gone?
It's gone good. Now, I don't sell it for whatever reason. I haven't got a chance on Amazon, but people keep finding it on my website. The health food stores, some of them sell a case a month, which is like 26. People are buying that book. You see, not only does it tell you how this thing evolved, but then it tells you what to do, and it gives you my three scientific studies. So,
right, that's the key right there, what you just mentioned. And the thing is, you could show it to somebody in the media and say, why don't you follow up on it? Oh, I can't. I just can't. Why can't you? I know why you can't, because your job is at stake. Because if you start delving too deeply and you start doing something you're not supposed to, true investigative reporting, guess what? You're gone.
Yeah, you're gone.
Is that the way they want to be? Sell their soul?
The divine being, apparently, they don't care. You know, it's just, you know how the media moles are, so how communistic or Zionistic they are. But apparently, God has made, in a predetermined fashion, exactly what you need in case of a plague. It seems to be the oil of oregano, or the wild oregano in the mountains, the mountain kind. I did that trial on 18 COVID-19 presumed cases or diagnosed cases. Mm-hmm. I had one who was going to die. They said, you're going to die. And his wife rubbed the oregano oil on his feet and shins. Guess what? Two drops. Can you imagine that? Two drops. And the guy recovered and watched the Super Bowl 2 days later with his father.
You know, they usually use the feet to penetrate right through the body. Yeah.
Apparently so. You know, and I've been saying it. But then the second one was a case of a person who used the spray, which you've used before, which is oregano and bay leaf. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sprayed the back of her throat after she coded. They got the spray into her. So she was supposed to die, but we got her out of that fatality, and she's gone on to live and is working in the COVID wards. And she's protecting herself with the spray, the drops, the, you know, the sinus spray, different things. But now I'd like to make an offer to my loved ones on RBN. These are my friends. If you pay the postage, I will send you the new books, Health Benefits of Oil of Oregano and Health Benefits of Black Seed Oil. So you got to pay the postage. You know, they'll shoot me if otherwise, because it's a pick and pack thing. But they're $10 books, and if you want them, let's say $9 for the postage. And I'll just, you know, try to get it done. Or if you want to put $10, that's even better. But, or if you just want one book, I don't know. I think you should get them both. They're both little pocketbooks. You can read them thoroughly in 3 hours. But that's one thing.
You know, I will do that. And then what's the best way to write to you, Dr. King?
Just to droregano@gmail.com. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, the other thing is the COVID book is there. You can get it as a download if you want to study that. Share it with your friends.
Go to CassieMoon.com.
Yeah.
I mentioned to you personally, and you know, I know you got a kick out of it. I've had this book, Wrongly Blamed on 9/11, up on eBay for a long, long time, for several years. Finally, somebody bought a copy the other day.
Yeah, for about the cost. You know, I took 1,500 of those books, and I sent them to the paper mill.
Yeah, the shredder.
I didn't sell one in 2 years. And
sad.
It is sad. I mean, you know, and but things are online now and stuff.
I think it goes back to what you said earlier. You know, people will agree and they know, say, yeah, it's those dirty, rotten Israelis and everything, but what are we going to do about it? And really, it comes down to God's vengeance, you know, and he's going to take care of it. But in the meantime, we can't overreact, because then you know, he said the wheat and the tares, we're going to take out the tares. We're going to take out some of the wheat along with the tares. You know, we don't want to touch them. He's going to deal with them.
No, in fact, I had some people that were afraid to associate with me because I wrote the book.
Yeah, I know.
So,
I know. Well,
I mean, you can't win for anything.
Problem. If anybody like myself or yourself starts to get involved in telling the truth, preaching the gospel here, and telling people what things they need to know, invariably you're going to find people, oh, I don't want to go near him.
Oh, yeah. You know, you become a bit of a threat. When you start exposing people and they have a history of doing some funny things and some corruption, and so they're going to lash out.
Tagged.
You
got your tagged.
The pharmaceutical
person out there would like to call in. You have a question for Dr. K now. You are permitted to. Otherwise, stay home. Don't get off your rocker and go right back to bed. 800-313-9443. If you have a question, a serious question, our usual callers and people that call, we have some new callers, people that are learning and are truthful, 1-800-313-9443.
I will tell you that Christopher Bolin got a whole Word file from me before he wrote his book, so it kind of got out there through his book. He took the information and republished it, and that's all right. You know, we're all trying to get the word out. So, I mean, look, we get to live through the fact that you can go into the middle of Manhattan, blow up a couple high rises, shatter the garbage down on the whole world, and nobody can even if you have Architects for 911 or another 100 websites, you can't do anything about it. You're not going to do anything about it, and you could keep writing on it until the day you die, and nothing will happen. Not by your hand.
Now, let me ask you this, Dr. K, as well, okay? What have you studied about the relationship of 5G technology to COVID or to the breakdown of the body?
There's something going on, but it's not the biggest factor. I mean, the big thing is the vaccines and the flu vaccine and pork flesh, and the 5G is not good. You know, it's not good. It's not good to have a cell phone. Come on, I have one, but what are you going to do? You take the oregano. I wanted to tell you. Look, doesn't matter if there's 5G or pig flesh or vaccines or COVID vaccines or COVID trial vaccines on your neighbors or, you know, you eat too much junk or whatever. We found that if a person is hitting the wild oregano, they don't get sick. This is interesting. If they don't hit it, or taking D and zinc and C, they can still, look at that happened to Trump. They can still get the COVID. That goes back to the Old Testament. Should we give God some credit once in a while? He told everybody, look, I'm not going to tell you about, right now, grapes. I'm not telling you about, turmeric. I'm not telling you about ashwagandha. I'm not telling you about chaga. I'm telling you about oregano. I've got it growing from 5,000 to 12,000 feet on the rocks. That's the stuff. Basically, that's what he's saying. You find about 10 references in the Old Testament, right? So
yes,
there's a reference that you should take the sticks, you pick it, and you shake the sticks. I mean, the plant. You slap it against your pillars and your stones and all the stuff in your house. Then you shut the door. It was the primitive fumigation. Didn't have a spray bottle. 3000 BC. So I'm here to tell you that COVID is nothing when you compare it to God's stuff, whether it's honey, whether it's black seed, whether it's oregano extracts, forget it. You're not going to have an issue. And if you did have an issue, you hit it hard until you clean it out. Isn't that good news? That should be good news.
It is. It is.
It's for you and me. We take it. We're not getting anything. We're not going to get anything.
I like the kit that the North American Herb and Spice has offered, the kit involving, you know, the rose petals and so on and so forth. What you use with when you had the case of Lyme's disease, right?
Lyme's disease, I use the oil, the juice, the stuff called a Regarest. Man, is that ever some kind of a crazy powerhouse? That's the desiccated oregano oil, cumin, cinnamon, sage. I used all that.
Sage is important. Sage is
sage is really active against bacteria. Yeah, we found that at Georgetown University.
Let me take a call here. 1-800-313-9443. We have Joe in Indiana, I believe. Hello, you're up on the program.
Hi, good afternoon, Rick, and Dr. K. Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
I'll be as brief as I can. You know, Rick, thank God for Dr. K. I've been affiliated with him over the years, and he has helped me tremendously personally. But I just wanted to give you some positive feedback about what I've done. I'm a physician too, and I work in a high risk environment. I'm a geriatric physician now. I transferred my practice. I'm trying to spend. Become a little more semi-retired. But anyway, I travel a lot, and I do work in nursing homes and assisted living, so I have a large population. But you know what? I've been taking that oil of oregano. I recommend it to my patients. And, you know, thank God, I have not had any issues whatsoever. I'm in that environment, and there's wings that are usually COVID wings. But I don't, so I have done very well. Now, my son, who's on a college campus in Cincinnati, he tested positive, but I sent him the oil of oregano. Within 2 days, he said he was back in the gym working out again. he was feeling really exhausted, really tired. And
he had the disease then.
Yeah, he had it. He had it, but Dr. K, 2 days, he called me up, and he goes, Dad. Yeah, but I'm saying, Dr. K, you thank God. I mean, I'm not trying to swell your head. You're a very generous man. I've talked to you personally, and you helped me personally too on a couple of things. And you just have the time all the time, and you really want to help people. I listen to you whenever you're on the show. Unfortunately, I'm late getting on the show today, so I wanted to call and just.
They should record it for you, but we talked about some pretty compelling things. You know, sometimes can you shoot me an email so we can keep in touch? Because I'm sure I can help you along in that environment.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. What did you expect? DROregano@gmail.com, and then we'll...
Okay, I will.
Yeah, we'll set up some ideas.
That spray you were talking...
Yeah, you could dilute that one down by tenfold, and we did the thing where it says you kills 100% of all germs, including coronavirus. That's all done. And you just spray it around, and it lands on the surfaces, and everything's dead, and everything's dead in the air, and it just lasts for about 3 days. And it's fun. You can spray it on your people.
Right, thanks for your updates. Sure. I appreciate them.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Thank you.
God bless you. Stay with me because we got the end of the hour. Come back in the next few moments. You stay where you are, and we do have another call maybe. So 800-313-9443. We'll talk to you on the other side, folks.
What I am looking for, looking and waiting for, really I'm waiting for. Splash of sunshine.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry, we have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the